Dear friends, ladies and gentlemen, good morning. I'm very pleased to have the privilege of delivering this keynote address of Host City 2018, where all partners and stakeholders of major event sector are present. During the next 2 days, we shall be discussing the future of major events, sharing information and ideas for creating even better events in the future. We shall examine the opportunities and challenges, exhibit pros and cons, and surely come up with an educated forecast. Even though major events differ in types, from sports to business, cultural to entertainment, they converge on some common points by nature. They happen in the society. They are heard and seen. They start and end. Therefore, they all are social events. They attract large-scale attention. Watch and follow live on TV, on internet, and social media. They are social events that create great social impact. As they are reoccurring series of events, forming basis for thinking and research, they all are social phenomena. And as they arise from social needs, they all are social institutions, be it sports or business or entertainment events. Like all social institutions, they will continue to exist as long as these needs are there and they meet those needs. Having said that, I think the heart of the matter at hand, the future of major events, boils down to answering one crucial question. Do they do all that? Do major events now meet and satisfy the needs they arose from? With your experience, expertise, and insights, I'm sure you will come up with some valuable considerations and recommendations regarding the future of your respective major events. However, I will confine my contribution to supporting major events, even not to all of them, as there are quite a number of major international sporting events. I will stay focused on what I know about the Olympic Games. We are living a really rapidly changing world. Changing needs, changing interactions, communication, environment, new generations. As the IOC, could we have kept on with what we have been doing? No. Not if we are to continue and function as a sporting social institution, catering to the new social needs. What we did as the International Olympic Committee is that we have turned the page. We adopted a new philosophy, a new approach, now known as the new norm. The new norm is about changing the way of doing things at the Olympic Games. We introduced a new chapter in the way future Olympic Games are delivered from the candidature to their legacy. Guided by the flexibility offered under Olympic Agenda 2020, the new norm covers over 100 reformative changes and measures of revised services and requirements. It is built upon partnership, feasibility, and sustainability. They are put into action to ensure creating added value for all stakeholders, the hosts, the organizers, right holders, suppliers, media, and public at large. Our goal is to make the games fit the long-term needs and goals of the host cities, regions, and countries, rather than vice versa. We incorporated the legacy planning from the earliest stage of preparations. The increased flexibility offered in designing and holding the games with less financial and operational impact. The hosts will receive more support and assistance from the IOC and the Olympic Movement before, during, and after the games. The idea is to create a better long-term return on investment. Through dialogue around better building and planning practices, avoiding construction of sports facilities that have no legacy. Early identification of risks and opportunities to maximize the value proposition, finding out where cost efficiencies can be made without compromising the Olympic experience and the spectacle will ultimately lead to better legacies and less costly games. By some, or the public in general, the Olympic Games may still be perceived as expensive events with little benefits for the cities that host them. Inspired by the Olympic Agenda 2020, the new norm will see that they will not be expensive or more grandiose events. On the contrary, everyone will see that the games with their fiscal, social, and long-term benefits will be contributing to the future plans of the hosts. The measures of the new norm has already contributed to the planning of Pyeongchang and Tokyo Games. Pyeongchang has produced a multi-million US dollar surplus. The joint coordination process between the IOC and Tokyo 2020 has reduced Tokyo's revised venue budget by 2.2 billion US dollars. However, the full and concrete benefits of the new norm, this renewed vision for the Games, will be better understood by the public after the upcoming Olympic Games in Beijing, Paris, Los Angeles, and 2026 Winter Olympic Games. IOC's new norm reforms go for the Youth Olympic Games as well. The great success of Buenos Aires 2018 came in at around and half of the projected cost, paves the way for a brighter future for this festival of sports and culture. Focusing on collaboration and partnership with all stakeholders with a mind to cut costs from all aspects of bidding and hosting must be an approach for the Continental Games as well. I know how much work European Olympic Committee's President Yanis Kocianchis, our friend, is putting in for the European Games in Minsk and beyond. My friends, we, the right holders, hosts, organizers, international federations, and all stakeholders, we all have to respond to and meet the new needs of the changing world. We must reevaluate the content and formats of our major events to ensure that they are engaging and beneficial for future generations. Adopt a cooperative and collaborative approach to all partners. We must be aware of the adverse developments and seriously work on and implement the remedies. That is why we did as the World Archery. We took several initiatives to increase the sport's appeal internationally and to make archery more attractive for spectators and broadcasters. We changed the competition format with new set of rules, for example, match and set system. We established an annual Archery World Cup circuit with a joint marketing and targeted TV strategy and embraced opportunities to promote the sport through new media channels. We improved cooperation and communication with all of our key stakeholders, and our event team works with our partners, hosts, and organizers from bid to delivery to make sure that all events are of high quality while keeping the cost low. I am sincerely optimistic on the future of major events. My conviction is that as long as measures are taken to ensure their sustainability through creating greater value for hosts and partners alike, and by cooperating and collaborating with the hosts throughout the planning and delivery of the event, aligning with government policies to deliver long-term transformational change within society. In short, by continuing to evolve and innovate, the future of major events will continue to be a positive one. Thank you very much for your attention.